No score, just underway, 1:14 to go, opening period. We're going to keep an eye on over at 1:12.
Fresh in there on a front headlock, spins around and gets the takedown. Knoxville's Jay Fresh leads his 1:03 quarterfinal match 2-0 as they have a stoppage for a potentially dangerous hold. Great job by Jay Fresh there, just shucked on that front headlock, folks. Spun around behind a quick 103-pounder. He's ahead 2-0 with that first period takedown. 1 minute to go here. First period action, quarterfinals, Class 3A. Here we go.
Over on mat number 7 of major interest throughout the country, and that is the young lady that's on mat number 7 taking on Matt Victor of Indianola, Casey Herkelman of Cedar Falls, and right now she's trailing 2-0. But back here to Fresh. Fresh trailing in the early going here, 2-0, 37 ticks on the clock here, first period.
Jay Fresh on top of that first period takedown. He covers. He's out front. He's out front trying to work the half Nelson. Jay Fresh, Knoxville, leads 2-0. 33 seconds remain, first period. Fresh riding. Stand up by Ide. Ide stands up. Fresh down on the legs. Fresh still in control on the leg at the edge of the mat. He's going to try to take him down. Fresh in there kind of like a single leg, but off the mat, no change. Jay Fresh still on top, covering. It's a 2-0 score. Knoxville's Jay Fresh leads here. First period action. It's 3A quarterfinals coming to you live from the Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers are going to bring it all to you here today, folks. 3A, 2A, 1A. It's all happening right here today from the Well in Des Moines.
Fresh trying to sit it out and get the escape right here before the end of the first period. He's not able to get it done, and we'll go to the second period. Again, we'll as we go through 3A, we're going to set things up doing the championship brackets first, and then we'll move along to the consolation side of the bracket.
And I think you might have been looking at the wrong match there. That's mat 3 is what we've got Jay Fresh on. He's over here. He leads 2-0 on the blue mat, the purple mat number 3. So Jay Fresh with the beginning of the second period. He leads 2-0. He's on top. He covers. Stand up by Ide from Dowling Catholic. Ide does a stand up. Fresh quickly down on the leg. Minute 50 to go here, second period. Fresh takes him back down. Ide again with the stand-up. Ide got a good stand-up there, doesn't he, Coach Tony Johnson, just joining us here in broadcast booth.
Yeah, he's coming up, but he's back down.
Cassie Herkelman is reversed in her second period match, quarterfinal, and half Nelson being worked by her opponent there. She trails that match 4-0. So the girls up here are at 112 pounds making history. The entirety of the first period, and he has that 2-0 lead as he covers now in the second period. Ide from Dowling Catholic on the bottom shoots a sit out doesn't work. Ide doing a really good job working there, but Jay Fresh, folks, from Knoxville, you got to be proud of Knoxville's Jay Fresh doing a great job riding. He's back on the leg now, and with a minute and 8 seconds to go in his second period, he appears to be in control here. But he's going to get a warning call on Jay Fresh. They'll stop the action for that. Stop the action and reset it at the center. Ide sets. Fresh covers. Jay Fresh from Knoxville. Minute, 2 seconds left here in the second period of his 103-pound quarterfinal match. The winners here go to the semifinals. Losers drop down to the consolation, and they will wrestle again just in about 45, 50 minutes, these folks that lose right here at these quarterfinal matches. 46 seconds remain here in this second period. Jay Fresh has just dominated on top here. Not able to turn his opponent, but he's going to try it here. He's got the leg in. Going to try the cross face. Looks like Ide's got control of his wrist. Ide with control of the wrist, so Fresh can't really get this tilt worked, folks. But with 27 seconds to go, Ide is not going anywhere. Fresh in on the leg. 22 seconds left. Second period here. 103-pound wrestling match, quarterfinal action. Ide trying to get to his base. Fresh keeping him broken down.
Herkelman still trailing over in her match, 4-0. And they're starting the third period.
That's what we'll do over here on mat 3 as Jay Fresh takes a 2-0 lead into the third period of his 103-pound quarterfinal match. Knoxville's Jay Fresh really looked strong there in that second period. He was on top and rode his Dowling Catholic opponent, Ide, for the entirety of the period. Eyed on top here now, and he's going to just cut Jay Fresh and hope for something good to happen with a takedown here in the third period. 3-0 your score now with that takedown.
Herkelman over here on the 112 matchup. The female wrestler that's being watched throughout this country finds herself now in a little more trouble. Trailing now 4-0, and back points being earned for her opponent.
Well, Cassie Herkelman looks like she will drop down to the consolation side of the 112-pound 3A division. She trails now. Looks like she's going to trail at 5-1. What they called a penalty there on Herkelman. Wait to see what.
Not sure.
It looked like the official signaled a penalty point.
But they've given it to her opponent. She trails here 5-0. 1 minute to go. With the
over on mat 3, Knoxville, stand up, be proud. Your own Jay Fresh in on the shot. He leads his match 3-0. There's 1 minute left in that 103-pound quarterfinal match. Jay Fresh from Knoxville, Ide from Dowling Catholic. Fresh looking strong. 53 seconds remain in that quarterfinal match now. Third period action at 103 pounds. Jay Fresh of Knoxville on top and in charge, 3-0.
Herkelman trying to break down her wrestler. 26 seconds to go. She's working her way up. Trying to get the cradle in.
With 40 seconds to go, shot by Ide, sprawl by Fresh. Deep in on a double leg is Jason Ide from Dowling Catholic. Great sprawl now by Jay Fresh, and with 27 seconds left, Fresh has got him sprawled clear out and broke down. Fresh puts the whizzer in now. Ide still in there. He drops off to a single leg. Looks like he's going to try something like a Kelly. Taken away by Fresh. Fresh with the whizzer. 13 seconds to go. 3-0 your lead for Knoxville's Jay Fresh. As we count down the final seconds, Jay Fresh will advance to the semifinals with a 3-0 win over his Dowling Catholic opponent. Congratulations, Jay Fresh from Knoxville. You are going on to the next round.
Herkelman over here on our other matchup was defeated by Matt Victor of Indianola. We have a lot of listeners from Indianola. We'll keep track of your wrestlers as we go throughout this day.
Well, we had a great first match there to get us started off here at 3A, folks. Jay Fresh from Knoxville came out first period, dominated his opponent, got the early takedown, and was able to ride his opponent the entirety of the remainder of the first period. Took care of business there. Second period, very boring period if you were a spectator. Nothing but riding. Just a dominant performance by Jay Fresh. Rode his opponent the entirety of the second period, all 2 minutes of it. And then in the third period, an escape made the score 3-0. And that was the final. Jay Fresh of Knoxville over Ide from Dowling Catholic. Fresh advances.
Well, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come right back here to Wells Fargo Arena. We're going to come back and look at our feature matchup at 135, Wade Edgington of Indianola. And then, of course, at 140, Andrew Langrebe of Oskaloosa will be our feature matchup when we return back here to Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair, Tony Johnson, Jason Summers, high above the mats, and high fidelity. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have an avalanche of debt? Community First Credit Union can help you with a home equity line of credit as low as 4.25% APR. And the minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance. So if you've been thinking of ways to dig yourself out of debt, stop by one of our 12 branches or call us at 866-360-5370. Community First Credit Union, putting you first for 75 years. APR's annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rates adjust April 1st and October 1st each year. NCUA insured.
Looking for that new trail camera? Need some mineral blocks, some scent control, or do you need clothing? In the need of some new camo? Well, look no further than Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. This is the store that can help you get ready for this fall's hunting season. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia can order almost anything you need if they don't have it in stock. Bluff Creek Archery has shirts and hats with their logo on it, and they custom embroider anything you want. Stop in today and get ready for this hunting season at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Bluff Creek Archery, Washington Avenue East in Albia.
Hey, farmers, if you can hear my voice here on KIIC Thunder Country, there's only one place you can go to and manage both sides of your risk in growing corn and soybeans. and that's Quality Ag Service. Both sides of risk include input expenses and production levels and marketing. Don't let Mother Nature or an unpredictable market determine the success of your farming operation this year. At Quality Ag Service, we'll help you minimize your marketing risk by providing you with crop insurance products right for your operation. With the right insurance plan and a good marketing strategy, you'll rest easier knowing you've protected your investment against the losses caused by a weather disaster. Right now, at today's new crop market, you can lock in your guaranteed production at a price that will cover all your input costs and leave bushels to spare. Call or stop in to Quality Ag Service for more information about the risk management and crop insurance options right for you. Quality Ag Service thanks you for your business.
For services big and small, Dewey Motor is the place to turn for everything from oil changes and tires to brakes and more. At Dewey Motor, you can get just about anything your GM vehicle needs all in one place, all at one time. And now, you can get it at a price that might just surprise you, like AC Delco Durastop ceramic brake pads, installed for only $74.95 per axle after mail-in rebate debit card. That's $25 off the everyday value price if you act now. Hurry in. Offer ends March 31st. At Dewey Motor, it's not just service. It's Dewey Motor Certified Service.
Thank you, Southeast Iowa, for your response to the gigantic buyout liquidation sale. Quincy Place Furniture is extending the sale through President's Day. Now through Monday, take an additional 20% off the lowest marked price. Queen mattress sets, $247. Rocker recliners, $247. Sofa and love seat sets, only $597. All this and much more. Save big on over an acre of furniture to be liquidated at pennies on the dollar. 10 to 7 daily, Saturdays 10 to 6, Sundays noon to 5. Quincy Place Furniture's gigantic buyout sale at the former Goodies location, Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa.
KIIC.
Select Napa Premium Brake Pads at Midas. They're engineered to meet or exceed the performance of your car.
The Shack is just starting lineup, so stop by Radio Shack today to score great deals on TVs, HD antennas, converter boxes, and home theater systems. And Radio Shack has everything and accessories to help you do more with your electronics, like audio-video cables, HDMI cables, and batteries for your remotes. So put the Shack in your starting lineup for hot deals on your electronic brands. Shop at Kilderman Electronics at 1412 Avenue West in Oskaloosa, right next door to Pop and Roofies, or just give us a call at 641-676-4040.
If there is one thing you won't do, it's admit defeat in winter weather, especially if you've let Barker Implement and John Deere show you a few secrets to combat the white stuff in your driveway, roadway, or parking lot. The John Deere 5E and 5E Limited Series tractors are available with incredible financing offers during the Green Fever Sale event. But hurry, February is a month short on days, but never short on snow. Learn more at ebarkers.com or visit us at Barker Implement. Powered by green, driven by values.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Championship round here at 3A. Day two of wrestling here for 3A action.
Wrestler of interest here in Southern Iowa at 125 pounds, Class 3A, Jack Hathaway, Iowa City West. Before we could bring it back to you, folks, Hathaway with a quick first period pin. He pins Dylan Boucher of Southeast Polk, the 30-13 sophomore. And now Jack Hathaway with a 47-3 record advances to the semifinal round. Congratulations to Melrose's own Jack Hathaway, the wrestler for Iowa City West.
He wasted no time at all, Joe. He was very deliberate, went out there and got that pin. He's been dominating here in this tournament.
Yes, he has. His brother is going to have a tough match a little bit later on here. We'll watch Garrett Hathaway compete. He'll have Zach Whitty of Cedar Rapids Prairie, the undefeated and top-ranked junior. You know, Garrett Hathaway will have a tough match here in his 145-pound quarterfinal match.
Of course, we got coming up, we have a lot of listeners listening in from Indianola, and we're going to keep you updated with some of your wrestlers who are up here at the state tournament. Wade Edgington of Indianola, you're going to be on deck here at 135. Wade, we conclude 41-6 senior.
We conclude these championship matches, folks, here on the championship side of the bracket. These are the wrestlers that you hear right now. They haven't been beaten yet at the 3A tournament. We complete those matches. As soon as they get the last 285-pound match done, they'll go right back around and go to the consolation side at 103. So it'll be fast and furious action. These wrestlers that you hear announced right now, if they lose within an hour, they will be wrestling again to continue their season up here at the state tournament from the Wells Fargo Arena.
And we've seen how difficult that was for wrestlers to come back right after that that rest. It was very few people were able to come back in that short period of time and get wins. I can only think of Nathan Van Zandt as the one that stands out that was able to get that done. But it was doomsday for most people who suffered those same type of situations.
We called four of those matches for you yesterday at 1A, and three of the four, the wrestler that was rested and spectated during the first round of the championships was able to get the job done and defeat the recent loser earlier in the morning.
With us now, Tony Johnson, sitting between Joe and I. And Tony, how was the night of sleep? How was the team after having a very active afternoon?
Oh, everybody looks bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning, and they got, you know, we got till tonight to wrestle, and or this afternoon, I guess, 1 o'clock, and real positive. Everybody's feeling good, looking good, and expecting to win. That's where you want your boys to be at right now.
Any weight issues for your wrestlers there at Eddyville, Coach Johnson?
No.
Well, that's where you want to be at this time of the year. You want to have everything lined up and where it needs to be.
Again, Wade Edgington, Indianola. He's our next match at 135. He'll be coming out here just momentarily, followed by Andrew Langry of Oskaloosa. And then we'll go to Garrett Hathaway at 145. Joey, we just talked about that, and his brother just getting the pin. And then we'll keep an eye on another Iowa City West athlete, Britt Thompson at 152. We got to watch him yesterday pick up a win, and he's also helping out in our youth wrestling program.
We'll have a lot of consolation action going for you, too, folks. Oskaloosa's Dane Jones will be wrestling on the consolation side, as will Angelo Kelly of Ottumwa. Bring you all the action. The Southern Iowa wrestlers competing up here, Class 3A, at the 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. It's a beautiful venue, beautiful day. If you're listening on your radio, let your friends know. Let them know in Ottumwa. Let them know in Oskaloosa. You've got friends over in Burlington, Fort Madison. It's 3A action. All the big schools are up here in Des Moines competing at the 3A tournaments.
We're also going to cover 189, Brandon Abernathy. We'll have his matchup as well at 189. Right now we're getting set up for 135. It's about to get the mats taken, and we're going to look for number 5 at 135. And he'll be on mat number 8, and he's just about to get ready to go as the wrestlers start to report to the table. So we'll check in on Wade Edgington of Indianola. He won by decision, 1-0, over Ross Lumbrick of Linmar.
On deck at 140.
And then at 140, we're going to keep our eye on, of course, Andrew Langry. Andrew will be our featured matchup, but we will keep an eye on Wade Edgington, because I believe that Langry will be going here just any time now.
Edgington a little late getting over to the scorer's table. He had a little extra warming up. And the officials, three of them here on this mat, they confer at the center of the mat. They're jovial this morning. Looks like they've had their coffee. They're having a conversation there at the center of the mat, talking about things and how it's going to go and which one of them gets to be on the mat for the championships. That's quite an honor for these officials.
Yeah, it is. A lot of eyes on them. And, you know, they haven't, it's not been something we've talked about a lot, because they really have done a great job. It was something I was thinking about last night, that you have very few disputable calls with so many matches going on.
Well, the thing you like about it too, Jason, is the calls that are disputable are legitimate disputable calls. It's calls near the edge of the mat, calls of was there stalling or not, as opposed to obvious blatant mistakes that are made by an official. And wrestling is a very difficult sport to officiate. There are a lot of judgment calls that officials have to make as edge of the mat consequences. And difficult sport to officiate.
Edgington now underway with Gooch Snyder of Glenwood. And Joe, you got the band, so I'll make sure that we're giving the right numbers here.
Well, Edgington, I believe, is the red. I believe he's the red, and he's on top. His match, 2-0.
2-0. Edgington out in front here. Got the takedown right at the edge of the mat. 1:17 to go, opening period. And I believe Langrib's going to be coming out here in just a moment. They're starting the 140 classes. So those listening back in Oskaloosa, do not fret. We will be bringing you Andrew Langrib taking on Brian Warren of Des Moines Hoover.
Langrib. And they pulled a switch there on us, Jason. And we do not have Edgington on the mat yet. They switched. There was some delay down there on mat 8, and they switched that up. That is 9 versus 12.
We're looking for number five.
Edgington hasn't taken the mat yet, folks.
Yes, he's on mat number one. Yep, mat number one. I thought it looked kind of, you know, we are a long ways from the mats.
Well,
and they
just
changed the numbers here.
I got
a set with me as well.
The binoculars are out. The black singlet has a red leg band. The purple singlet has a green leg band. And as soon as they get around and show me the front of their singlets, I'll tell you, Glenwood is in the black.
No score here, just underway, 125 to go at 135. Again, Edgington is on the mat for Indianola and just getting underway. They changed the numbers on the scoreboard, and that caused us a little headache as we were trying to figure out why those singlets didn't match up. But, you know, they changed singlets. One thing that you'll find, and I didn't realize this, is that, you know, the wrestlers will change, and they'll have multiple singlets.
Especially these big 3A schools. They've got plenty of money to spend on singlets.
Generally, it's a championship singlet they change into, unless some blood or some kind of problem with the equipment or something. But generally, they stay the same one, but they use a championship singlet to make it that much more special. And
well, it's an exciting atmosphere, folks. It's Class 3A wrestling. It's the quarterfinal matches, the winners of these matches that we're bringing to you now, including Edgington from Indianola in on a single leg. No score in his first period match. These quarterfinal matches, the winners go to the semifinals. Losers drop down to the consolation side. And as we saw yesterday, it's a tough thing to do to lose here first thing in the morning and then have to come back and wrestle about an hour later and get the win.
Edgington still no score, 15 seconds to go. Edgington of Indianola.
Edgington in the
still not
singlet.
Able to get the takedown. He had a shot, couldn't finish it off. No score as we wind down the first period. Under 5 seconds to go, they'll go right back to the center of the mat. And we're moving to 140. Langreb will be on mat number five. Let's make sure that
mat number five says 8 and 9. Andrew Langreb, wrestler number 8.
Right there, Langreb takes a shot right at the edge of the mat, and they'll go off the edge.
Just underway, 1 minute 55 seconds to go in the first period. Andrew Langreb in the maroon Oskaloosa singlet. His opponent looks like he has some extra equipment on his right shoulder. Looks like he's wrestling a wrestler that has a shoulder injury. He's got that shoulder harness on. We keep the action going here. Just underway here, 140 pounds, Andrew Langreb on the mat in his quarterfinal match, 140 pounds, Class 3A.
We'll have Garrett Hathaway going here just in a few minutes as well at 145. But right now, Langreb, no score. Edgington on the other side of the mats with no score, second period, 125 to go. And he chose the down position to begin the second period, and he's being rode out here 30 seconds into the second period.
Andrew Langreb has a tough opponent here, the 41-2 senior, Jordan Rinkin from Waverly Shell Rock. Waverly Shell Rock versus...
No.
It's Darren Warren of Des Moines Hoover.
That's right, there Darren Warren. Yeah, Darren Warren, no slouch. He is 32-3 as he takes the mat here. No score here, 46 seconds left, first period action from the well, Class 3A quarterfinal action.
Well, you can see that both kids want to work from space, and they're both quick, and there's quite a few shots here but from space, but nothing getting in deep.
You don't really see the wrestlers tying up and moving each other. They keep their distance here. Little hand check in action here with 25 seconds to go, first period at 140 pounds. Andrew Langreb from Oskaloosa, shot by Warren, counter by Langreb. Langreb with the whizzer. They're back to their feet with 14 seconds to go.
Over on mat number one, no score here with Edgington of Indianola. Taking on his opponent from Glenwood. 33 seconds to go, second period. And Edgington still on bottom after starting in that position to begin the period.
We're going to have a scoreless tie, folks, at 140 pounds. Andrew Langreb, Oskaloosa Indian. He will cover his opponent, Brian Warren from Des Moines North Hoover. Warren gets set.
I'll tell you what, Langreb is, boy, as a freshman, is he put together or what?
He looks good. He's really quick, confident, quick, everything you want.
Quick stand-up by Warren there, and Andrew Langreb just cuts him. Your score now is 1-0. Brian Warren of Des Moines North Hoover, the 32-3 junior, taking on Andrew Landry, Oskaloosa Indians freshman, with a 28-7 mark here at the quarterfinals of the 3A Wrestling Championships. It's championship wrestling now. We're on the championship side, quarterfinals. Landry been there quickly on an ankle pick, but at the edge of the mat, they're out of bounds, and they'll reset at the center.
Wade Edgington trailing 4-0 here. He starts the third period. The Glenwood wrestler chooses the neutral position, and in on a takedown right away is Edgington, trying to get his head out to get the takedown.
Landgrebe and Warren exchange shots here at 140 pounds. Nothing doing for either one of them. Good defensive wrestlers here, both Landgrebe and Warren. I think that Coach Johnson, I think that the wrestler that gets the most aggressive here is probably going to be the one that gets the takedown and comes out on top.
Absolutely. They're waiting for somebody. Something big's going to
happen.
There's
a double leg, and Langer's in on it tight. He's got just missed it. Gee, my knees. That was some take.
Well, it was a great shot, a fantastic whizzer, and I think if Andrew Landgrebe does that again, he'll be in deep enough and carry his momentum forward a little better. He'll be able to get that takedown. He just kind of stopped right there at the end of that shot.
A lot of action here for only being 1-0.
32 seconds to go. Landgrebe trailing by one here. Here's a shot in there.
There's two.
By
yeah,
Warren.
Two-point takedown by Warren, folks. He was in there on a double leg. Landgrebe tried to underhook and wizard at the same time. I think one or the other would have worked, but quick move by Warren. He got behind him, spun behind him with 10 seconds to go here in the second period. The score is 3-0. Andrew Landgrebe needs to have a third period comeback to advance to the semifinals. It's quarterfinal action right now. We start the third period.
Garrett Hathaway just getting started in his match at 145. There is no score. 5 seconds in. We're going to the third period. Andrew Landgrebe.
He selects the neutral position. I think that's the right move, don't you, Coach?
Yeah, he's good on his feet. This kid's pretty quick. Oh, there's another shot.
He had a really good shot there. That Warren has got a fantastic defensive whizzer. And he used that defensive whizzer to
reshoot, and
he reshot and quickly in on a single leg, and he will take down Andrew Landgrebe here with a minute 36 seconds left. It's the 5-0 lead for Warren of Des Moines North Hoover. And you wonder now with Andrew Landgrebe on his stomach if he can't just get a stand up and try a throw move maybe now. I don't think that's probably his style, but there's a stack, and a stack results in the pin. Andrew Landgrebe goes down by pin. 41 seconds into the third period. So call it at 4:41. Andrew Landgrebe is pinned by his Des Moines North opponent, Ryan Warren. So
nothing to be ashamed of there, boy. I'll tell you what, that was a highly contested match. It's going to end by a pin, but it was much more contested than a pin would indicate.
Well, it's a quick stack there. One of those stacks that it's a move that you cannot sustain as a wrestler on top. You're not going to be able to sustain that stack, but he stacked it just long enough to get the pin. And a tough loss for Andrew Landgrebe there, the Oskaloosa Indian. But he'll be wrestling here again in about an hour, folks. Don't go anywhere, Oskaloosa Indians. We're going to bring it live for you here from the well. It's the Class 3A quarterfinals now. We're going to have the consolation matches, the elimination matches next. And it's all coming to you live on 96.7 KIIC.
Edgington lost for Indianola and by decision. That just getting over. And over here on mat number 7, it's Garrett Hathaway going at it. At 145, taking on Zach White of Cedar Rapids Prairie. They're right at the edge of the mat. And just 15 seconds to go here in the opening period. And it is Cedar Rapids Prairie, Zach White out in front here, 4-1.
Yeah, tough wrestler there, top ranked. He's the only undefeated wrestler on that in that bracket at 145. And Garrett Hathaway with a tough draw here at 145. He trails 4-1 as they conclude the first period.
We'll look for 152, number 6. That is Britt Thompson. We'll keep an eye on him, but we'll keep you right here with Garrett Hathaway. Hathaway in the down position, 3 seconds to go, trying to get the escape as we conclude this first period. He's trying to do a sit-out. Break those hands, and he's not able to do that. And we'll go to the second period, 4-1 in favor of White, Cedar Rapids Prairie.
And we're very, very thankful to the Hathaways and Britt Thompson, the Iowa City West wrestlers. Give the youth in Southern Iowa a role model to look up to. They come down to Albia and help out Justin Thomas and Jim Angren in the wrestling room with the youth wrestling, and very great wrestling family there, the Hathaways, and Melrose roots there. I think two or three of those boys were born in Melrose, and it's a great wrestling family, and we're glad to have them as fans and glad to support them.
We're going to have, of course, Skyler Spohr will come up a little bit later. We'll cover his action in consolation. Dane Jones of Oskaloosa will be in consolation, and we've got all kinds of coverage here, Southern Iowa fans. Let's keep it right here. Hathaway trails 5-1, 1:35 to go, second period. Garrett Hathaway, Iowa City West, formerly of Melrose in the Albia area.
And Britt Thompson of Iowa City West, he just gets started in his 152-pound quarterfinal match.
There's a shot in there, fought off by Hathaway. White put the shot in there. Hathaway trying to shut it off, but he's in deep on a double leg, and now he's going to get the takedown. And that will move it to 7-1 in favor of White of Prairie City, or Cedar Rapids Prairie.
Britt Thompson over here, the Iowa City West wrestler, helps out in the Albia youth wrestling room. He's taken down early in the first period, and he'll reset it with a 2-0 deficit against his Ames opponent, Ben Swalla. Ben Swalla, the senior from Ames, 37-4 going into the match. Thompson, 41-5 as they enter this quarterfinal match, and a stand-up escape by Thompson. He trails now 2-1.
Congratulations on Knoxville fans. Jay Fresh got a win at 103, and he'll move right along. And we'll have his teammate a little bit later on here, Skyler Spohr.
Jay Fresh looked really good there in his quarterfinal match. Dominating performance from the top. I mean, he rode his opponent for the entirety of the second period, all 2 minutes. And as soon as he got that takedown early in the first period, he rode him out. I bet he had nearly 4 minutes of riding time.
He was fantastic yesterday as well, so he's on a roll here in this tournament. 7-1 now. Hathaway falls behind here with 28 seconds to go in the second period.
Britt Thompson in on single leg at the conclusion of his first period quarterfinal match. 2-1 will be your score as we go to the second period.
Final 14 seconds. And Zach White of Cedar Rapids Prairie trying to turn Hathaway. He's got that arm barred back, left arm barred back of Hathaway, trying to turn that into back points. But Hathaway fights it off, not going to have it. 7-1 here as we go to the third period. Garrett Hathaway trailing Zach White of Cedar Rapids Prairie.
And folks, if you wonder who the favorite for the Class 3A championship is, Iowa City West brought six cheerleaders. They've evenly divided them amongst three mats because Iowa City West right now has three wrestlers competing. They're a 145-pounder, just won his, they're 140-pounder, just won his quarterfinal match. So they'll split them again and go 3-3 as we watch Iowa City West compete here at the Class 3A championships. They are the favorite.
And there's going to be a point awarded on that. Hathaway, got a headbutt accidentally on White, but the point's going to be awarded. 8-1 here, Hathaway trailing Zach White.
Britt Thompson on mat one was able to get an escape, and at the edge of the mat they go off. With a minute 10 to go, it's a tied score, 2-2, second period action, 152-pound quarterfinal match, Class 3A, Britt Thompson of Iowa City West.
Just getting a text in. Good morning, KISC and wrestling fans. Going to be another great day. Way to go, Knoxville. Good luck to Hathaway and 152 Thompson. We'll bring you all this action all morning long. You can send us a text. Let us know where you're listening from, 641-799-1437. Let us know where you're listening from and who you're rooting for today.
Hey, got a text in here from Melrose, Iowa, Uncle Joe Sinclair. Listening in on KIIC 96.7 and taking care of business for Uncle Joe there. Got it done for you.
Good stuff. 34 seconds to go. Hathaway trails on this mat on mat number 7. 10-1, Zach White of Cedar Rapids Prairie.
And Britt Thompson tried to throw and got put on his back and pinned with 24 seconds left.
Wow.
It was just so fast. His Ames opponent just out-muscled him there. A little bit out of position there was Britt Thompson. He's laying on his back, up looking at the lights. He needs to get up and shake his opponent's hand. And tough loss for Britt Thompson there.
You know, that's one of those things. You just one slight move the wrong direction and things can change quickly on a mat. Coach Johnson, you obviously, with all your experience, you've seen where you just have one slight move where you lose your balance just a little bit or trip over your own ankles. And that happened to Shadow yesterday. He tripped over his own ankle and the opponent got a takedown.
Well, I'm looking at the scoreboard. It's 4-2 down there. I'm watching so many matches, but I see the guy's hand raised. It's 4-2, you know, and it just, boom, the second period, it's over. Just I didn't even see what happened. But, yeah, it definitely can happen. Real quick.
Well, I think our next match in the championships, is that all that we have for the championship side there, Jason?
Actually, we have one more that we're going to keep track of at 189, Brandon Abernathy.
The Indianola senior, yep. Favored to win this 189-pound side. He's the favorite to go to the finals. He's got the 37-1 record, going to go against Justin Boyd of Burlington. And, hey, we've got folks from Burlington listening in. We heard from John O'Neill, John and Lori there at the Burlington River Terminal. They're waiting for the ice to leave the Mississippi River so they can start loading barges and unloading barges and get the commerce going up and down the big Mississippi River.
Well, we're going to take a timeout, come right back here to Wells Fargo Arena. We're going to get Brandon Abernathy of Indianola at 189 coming up at our next feature matchup, and then we'll roll into the consolations. And, boy, do we have a bunch to bring you there. And we got Knoxville. We got Oskaloosa. Couple of Oskaloosa wrestlers. We got a bunch of wrestling coming back here in the consolation brackets when we return back to Wells Fargo Arena. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to exclusive wall-to-wall wrestling coverage live high above the mats and high fidelity right here on KIIC.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Discover the unlimited ways you can stay in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Senate Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Senate Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
When you're looking for quality and selection at a big savings, be sure and shop your home-owned, hometown, Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods in Albia. Where you find such great buys is always fresh cut, 100% natural, USDA selected boneless Angus beef sirloin tip steaks, or netted roast, just $3.39 a pound. Guy's potato chips, assorted varieties, 2 for $4.50. Powerade, assorted varieties, 32 ounce, 4 for $3. Milwaukee Best Light, and Best Ice, 24 packs, just $9.99 plus deposit.
See your auto owner's agent. They are people just like you. There to guide us, standing by us, strong in every storm.
Remember when honesty, hard work, and a strong community relationship were the foundations for business. Remember when excellent customer service was expected and delivered. As your independent auto owner's agent, we remember. And we deliver what best fits your insurance requirements. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family. Providing safe, sound, secure protection with auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
Auto owners, the no problem people.
See Johnson Insurance Services in Albia, your no problem auto owner's agent, 932-7163.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
For services big and small, Dewey Motor is the place to turn for everything from oil changes and tires to brakes and more. At Dewey Motor, you can get just about anything your GM vehicle needs all in one place, all at one time. And now, you can get it at a price that might just surprise you, like AC Delco Durastop ceramic brake pads, installed for only $74.95 per axle after mail-in rebate debit card. That's $25 off the everyday value price if you act now. Hurry in. Offer ends March 31st. At Dewey Motor, it's not just service. It's Dewey Motor Certified Service.
Lathrop Construction in Albia is ready to take care of your bulldozing, trenching, and septic tank needs. Lathrop Construction also specializes in the installation of the new, long-lasting, low-maintenance plastic fence. Take care of all your construction needs with one call to Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop in Albia. Proud sponsors of the Albia Blue Demon and Lady D's. That's Lathrop Construction. Call them today, 932-2654. 932-2654.
Your Albia Napa store at 12 A Street North in Albia is where you go for all your auto parts and accessory needs. Albia Napa also carries a full line of quality tools and does brake rotor turning. Don't mess with less than the best. See your Albia Napa store.
I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Radio. Market is mixed this morning. The Dow is up 13 and the Nasdaq down just a fraction. Well, you remember the flash crash in the market last May? Well, today, the committee set up to figure out how to prevent a future episode released its long-awaited recommendations, and among them, that anonymous stock trading should be more transparent and high-frequency traders should be charged fees. Campbell Soup earned what analysts expected it would last quarter, but it dropped its full-year forecast for the second time in 3 months. Weak soup sales despite the harsh winter here, and shares are down 5% this morning. Cumulus Media confirming that radio station owner will acquire Citadel Broadcasting for $37 a share in a cash and stock deal. The combined company will own 570 radio stations in 120 markets. Auction house Bonhams and Butterfields opens its showcase of Eric Clapton valuables in Hollywood today. Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Radio.
Do you have an avalanche of debt? Community First Credit Union can help you with a home equity line of credit as low as 4.25% APR. And the minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance. So if you've been thinking of ways to dig yourself out of debt, stop by one of our 12 branches or call us at 866-360-5370. Community First Credit Union, putting you first for 75 years. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rates suggest April 1st and October 1st each year. NCUA insured.
When you're looking for quality and selection at a great savings, be sure and shop your home-owned hometown Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods in Albia, where you'll find some supervised Tyson inspected boneless skinless chicken breast, $1.89 a pound. Always fresh cut, 100% natural. USDA selected boneless Angus beef sirloin tipped steaks or netted roast, $3.39 a pound. Hormel Natural Choice Family Pack pork chops, just $2.19 a pound. Save at Jim and Charlie's in Albia.
Hubbard welcomes you to the Big Easy, full interest rebate on beef nutrition. That's big. No payment for up to 1 year or when your livestock is sold, whichever comes first. That's easy. 100% rebate of interest payments upon repayment of any beef nutrition financed, including Crystal X, Hubbard Creep Feed, Stockmaster Minerals. You get the idea. And it's a really good idea. One finance program, one place to buy all your beef nutrition products. We told you it was big, and it's easy. Ask Smith Fertilizer and Grain, your Hubbard feed dealer, about the Big Easy full interest rebate offer.
Convenience and high-quality women's health care are now available from certified nurse midwife Sharon Squibb. Sharon specializes in providing caring, compassionate, confidential health services to women in every stage of life, from prenatal to obstetric care through menopause and beyond. Sharon specializes in all aspects of female health and is now taking appointments in both Sheraton and Humiston. Call 641-877-8502. Same-day appointments are available, so call 641-877-8502 today.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC. This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Wells Fargo Arena, State Tournament 2011. High above the mats, high fidelity. Joe Sinclair, Tony Johnson, Jason Summers here with you. And, gentlemen, got things started the right way this morning. Jay Fresh got it going, got a win for Knoxville.
Great technical win by Jay Fresh, the Knoxville 103-pounder. Came out first period, got the takedown, and rode the opponent the entirety of the remainder of that first period. Second period action, he was on top and rode him the whole entire second period. And a commanding 3-0 win. It really wasn't even as close as the score indicated. Great win by Jay Fresh. He advances for Knoxville. The Panther will be a semifinalist at 103 pounds.
We're looking now for Brandon Abernathy of Indianola. He'll be coming out on the mat here in just a few moments. He'll be our feature matchup at 189. It was, for those who are wanting to keep track of the young lady who was wrestling for Cedar Falls, Casey Herkelman, she lost her opening round, or this round at 112, to Matt Victor of Indianola.
But, folks, anybody that you heard us call this morning, including Cassie Herkelman, you're going to be able to hear them again soon. Cassie Herkelman will probably be taking them out here within about 20 minutes. As soon as they get done with these championship bouts, the championship side of the bracket, the quarterfinals here, as soon as that last 285-pounder is done, they'll bring the 103-pound Constellation wrestlers, the 112-pound Constellation wrestlers out, and we'll bring it all to you live here from the well. It's 96.7 KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com. Live wrestling action, championships from the well. High school in Iowa is the place to listen for wrestling, and we're bringing it all to you live.
Garrett Hather, or Jack Hathaway, got a win at 125. That was our feature matchup there.
His brother Garrett had a buzzsaw match, and he found himself with the loss. He'll go down to the consolation side of the brackets here, and I'm sure compete very well in his next match.
We're keeping an eye on 135 weight Edgington, and unfortunately, Edgington fell to Gutschneider of Glenwood. He'll go in the consolation side.
Edgington, the very talented Indianola wrestler.
That kept us moving right along to 140. Andrew Landgraben, and he's as put together as any freshman I've ever seen. Came out there in a very tight match. It was a really highly competitive match. One of those ones that when you look at it and you find the pin, you won't. It wouldn't tell the story.
Well, Andrew Landgraben was pinned by a stack move that couldn't be sustained by his opponent or himself or any wrestler. Just his shoulders were on the mat long enough, and there's two officials at each one of these mats, folks. So if your shoulders are on the mat, there's going to be an official in position to see that they are. And it was the right call. Andrew Landgraben was pinned, but it was a tough loss for him there.
Well, it was a real close match right up to that. I mean, it was anybody's match, and he got taken down the second time there, making it 5-1. And you could kind of just see him kind of relax for a minute. And that kid put him right on his back real quick, stacked him up, and it was over. So can't relax out there, but I'm kind of nervous for him because you can see the coaches talking to him. His head's down. He's only got less than an hour to come back. So,
and as Brandon Abernathy, Indianola's 189-pound senior, the 37-1 senior, takes the mat for his quarterfinal match, we'll bring it to you live here on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com. Those of you listening in or listening to the live streaming from Indianola, quickly out of the gate, Brandon Abernathy with the takedown. He's on top 2-0. He's going to try to turn his opponent with the half Nelson. Half isn't there. He's still got the armbar. Drops down to a chicken wing. Abernathy on top. Whoa. And in charge. Brandon Abernathy, Indianola senior, 37-1 on the season. Quarterfinal action, class 3A, 189 pounds. Abernathy now.
Boy,
works the chicken wing.
Over.
Works the chicken wing, and he's got the chicken wing in. Counting back points. Brandon Abernathy, just a stalwart effort here for him. He's got his opponent on the back. His opponent bridges off the mat.
Well, he
Abernathy
pulled him right
brings back. Him back. Brings him back. He's got him pinned. If he can bring him into the mat, folks, Abernathy will get the pin.
They're going to call him off the edge of the mat, but those back points are earned right as the time expires there in the first period.
We'll go to the second period. Brandon Abernathy with a 5-0 lead.
Boy, he is a workhorse down there.
He will take bottom to start this second period. His opponent here is Jacob Heiden of Denison Schleswig, the 31-9 senior. He cuts him, so your score now 6-0.
Evidently got poked in the eye, looks like.
Yeah, I think Abernathy's first move there was a stand-up, and he really was aggressive in getting his arm free from the set position, and Abernathy didn't do anything wrong there. Heiden just moved the wrong way and caught a thumb in the eye.
Coach Johnson, Tony Johnson, standing between Joe and I. You know the Langry family real well in the Oskolz era. That kid is just, he, like I said earlier, he's so put together as a freshman. You look out there and you can't believe he's a freshman.
Absolutely. He's just a good kid besides his looks and his demeanor and everything. He's just a real good kid, good family, and real close to him. And just all I can think about right now is if he's going to be ready to go. And I can see the coaches as we speak here talking to him and trying to get him ready. And he's got to bounce back here, and I think he'll be fine.
Well, you'll have a rarity where an athlete comes along as a freshman who's physically put together like he is. That's a rare thing. But then to have what I thought was some outstanding skill sets for a young wrestler, to get that combination with so young, boy, he's got such a bright future.
He absolutely does. And on the football field, too, and I think anything he'd pick up, he can handle. He's just really athletic and really, really mentally prepared for anything he does, I think.
Denison Schleswig senior Jacob Heiden gets his eye repaired and starts the match and immediately withdraws again. There's something really bothering him down there, folks. He has to go over to the corner.
Looks like maybe is the nose flowing through there? Looks like he's bringing that nose over.
Whatever it was, they fixed it once and it didn't get fixed right. But while we got a little break in the action here, Coach Johnson, we asked you a question yesterday, and I want our listeners to hear the answer again. It was very insightful by you because you've been up here before, and I asked you which place you like better, the well to compete these championships or the old barn, Veterans Memorial Auditorium. And tell the listeners here while we've got a break in the action what your answer was there.
Well, definitely it'd be... I mean, this is a nice facility. I'm not trying to take anything away from it, but it was the old school barn was so nice. You'd get right down in there, and the fans and everything would kind of go to the mat, and they'd get on the old wood bleachers over there, and you'd get a bunch of energy there. And you could, as a wrestler, you could feel the fans really more. I mean, you might be clear down at one end here, and they're clear across the mat. Your fans are over here. You just felt like there was more energy there. But not to take anything away from this facility, because it's top-notch, and it's really exciting to be here. It might even be better to see it from the fans' aspect. As a fan, I think you could see a better perspective of the mats, but as a wrestler, I just love the old barn.
And I think that insight probably holds true for everybody that had the experience of wrestling for a championship at Veterans Memorial Auditorium.
You know, I obviously had never been to a state wrestling tournament, but everyone we talked to, Joe, everyone we, you know, I've ever asked that question about, it's... They say the same kind of comments.
Yeah. Well, from a creature comfort standpoint, you cannot compare the two. I mean, Wells Fargo Arena is spacious. There are armrests, upholstered chairs, just a great venue to be a spectator. But if you want to feel the electricity and the excitement, the old barn, you were right on top of the wrestlers. They had to have security crews taking chains down and putting chains back up to let different schools onto the mats for a certain time, and then they'd move you off the mats if your school wasn't competing. Just an electric atmosphere there at the barn, and you can feel the electricity here, but it's more spread out, and there are a lot more creature comforts. And we've still got a injury time or a blood time going here on the mat, 189 pounds. Brandon Abernathy of Indianola leads his match 6-0 over Jacob Heiden of Denison Schleswig. And Heiden is taking the injury timeout. And it appears that as time keeps counting, you know, there is a limit on the time, isn't there, Coach?
Absolutely. On which match are we watching here?
Down here on mat number two. Is it 5 minutes?
5 minutes on the blood time, you bet. So, and he needs to stand up and get his head. He keeps bending over. I mean, that's just making it flow more.
I picked through the binoculars, and it is his nose.
Now, you got to remember on blood time, it's once they get it stopped, it's cleanup. So they stop the injury time when the cleanup, it becomes just cleanup, when the blood actually stops flowing.
Well, the other thing that that Jacob Heiden of Denison Schleswig trailing 6-0 here, it's probable that he's going to be defeated by Brandon Abernathy of Indianola. You know, he's going to have another match here in about 45, 50 minutes. He's going to have to wrestle in the consolation matches if he can't get the win against Abernathy. And Abernathy, folks, was in control. Looked like he had Hayden pinned at the edge of the mat, but the shoulders were off the mat, and he wasn't able to score that pin.
Well, it looks like they're shoving cotton up both sides of the nose, so he's got it on both sides of flowing.
Well, those are some thankless positions down there, the people who are the trainers or the blood people. They have them at every mat, which I think is really great, with the corners of the four different mats, and the safety of the kids is put first.
Well, I'm watching through the binoculars now. I'm bringing it into about probably 12, 15 feet with my binoculars, and it is a profuse bleeding. There are two blood technicians working on Hayden from Dennis and Schleswig. One of them is trying to wipe the blood that's coming down his chin. And we'll bring you these graphic details live from the Wells Fargo Arena in High Fidelity. 96.7 KIIC bringing this live wrestling action to you. But, folks, that's part of wrestling. It is a very great way to build individual character. That young man down there, he wants that blood to stop so he can get back out there and be a warrior and compete at 189 pounds.
Blood, sweat, and tears. Nothing better, is there?
I'm going to turn the mic up with the crystal clear reception we get. We probably could hear the blood dropping on the mat there.
Well, they're still working on Jacob Hayden, Dennison Schleswig senior.
Let's go back and set up who we will be covering here in Consolations. I know that a lot of people back in Knoxville and Oskaloosa wondering what's going to happen next. Of course, Jay Fresh won earlier, and he will move into the championship bracket, stay there in that championship bracket. It was Matt Victor from Indianola getting the win over Casey Herkelman of Cedar Falls, the young lady, and we'll keep an eye on Matt Victor as he goes to the championship round. In consolation as well, we'll have Angelo Kelly at 1:30. We'll bring that contest to you.
We're going
to
be rooting for Angelo Kelly from Ottumwa. And, folks, if you got a friend that's an Ottumwa wrestling fan, or even if they aren't, it is the state wrestling championships. And those folks in Ottumwa, tell them to listen in on 96.7 KIIC, and we'll bring you live action of Angelo Kelly from Ottumwa's match.
Andrew Langrib will be in the consolation round here just coming up. We'll also bring the Garrett Hathaway contest in the consolation, and Britton Thompson in consolation. Also in there, we'll have Austin Trabbing of Indianola and Skyler Spohr in Knoxville.
Great win yesterday to stave off elimination by Dane Jones of Oskaloosa. We brought you that live here yesterday from the well on 96.7 KIIC. So Dane Jones of Oski, he'll compete in the consolation side at 189 pounds.
Right back to action here, staying at 189. They got him back on the mat. Took a shot from Abernathy again, Hayden did.
And he's having blood time again. It's
Now, is this accumulation 5 minutes, or is it total 5 minutes
total
that you're given?
Total 5 minutes besides cleanup time. So
every time that they stop the blood and they spend a minute, then they clean up, then another minute, then it's a combination
right.
of two.
And when it gets to 5 minutes, it's over. But
there is an official with a stopwatch that is keeping track of the blood time, and he's watching it count up. Another official examines the wrestler while he's being attended to in the blood corner. When that official sees that the blood has stopped, he looks at the official with the stopwatch and holds his arms in front of his chest in a cross, and that means stop blood time.
Absolutely.
He hasn't given that signal yet, and the official with the stopwatch is walking over and letting him know that there's one minute to go. So, folks, set your stopwatches. If we don't get this match started in 1 minute, it will be an injury default.
That'll be the first one that that I've seen up here in the tournament. Doesn't mean it hasn't existed, but the first one I've seen this year in the tournament.
On blood, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they get it stopped.
And it's unlike, you know, injury time. Injury time, once you have your second injury, then the other opponent gets to pick his choice. Unlike with blood time, they don't do that. You get a five-minute running clock.
Now, this is interesting.
Oh,
they're
boy.
Doing a wrap across the nose.
Nose.
That is the first I've ever seen that.
Folks, what we just saw was they got the blood stopped with cotton up the nose, and they wrapped the wrestler's head in tape. And around the back of his neck, the trainer wrapped tape three times around.
I've never seen that before,
Dylan. And the trainers are laughing at each other about it. But it looks like the old Dan Gable around the head with the sweatband, but they put it around the nose. That's a new one to me, too.
I'll tell you what, that tells you bad that kid wants to go out there. And he's wrestling this Abernathy from Indianola is a favorite in this weight class. You know, you might just give up, but there's no quitting this Hayden. And we're back to action here.
Hayden, give him credit. Dennis and Schleswig, if you're listening in, your wrestler, Jacob Hayden, gets put on his back after he gets taken down by Brandon Abernathy, gets pinned, but give that kid credit for the heart. You know, he wanted to be out there competing. He gets pinned here in the second period. I'm sure he wasn't able to breathe out of his nose because it was wrapped up in tape.
You know what? And I got to tell you something. You know that Abernathy has a lot of respect for that kid because he was already trailing 6-0. To go back out there and give Abernathy that opportunity, you have to build respect for that wrestler.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing Jacob Hayden of Dennis and Schleswig compete in his consolation match. I bet they'd do a little bit of work on him back there. But
I think the blood stopped, but the tears might have started.
Yeah. Brandon Abernathy of Indianola, your winner by fall here at 189 pounds, Class 3A action. And, folks, just that quick, with all that blood time, we have worked our way all the way around. The 285-pounders are wrapping it up, and we're going to go straight into the 103 consolation matches. And we've got exciting elimination matches coming for you now. This is high school wrestling. The championships are being determined up here in Des Moines. We're going to bring it all live to you here at Class 3A.
Well, I've been getting some texts coming in, and this one here just caught my eye, and it deserves to be put on the air. Tony Johnson is a legend. Your live coverage is awesome. So, you know, you got your own little entourage or your own little fan base. Do you feel stocked already?
There again, I think they use that legend a little loosely, but that must have been 14 and under or something.
Oh, no, it says love mom. No.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Coach Johnson, Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, high above the mat. We're going to come right back here and set things up for our consolation round. Folks, tighten up those seatbelts. We're going to go on a really, really fast ride here when we get to consolation rounds. Oskaloosa, Ottumwa, Knoxville, you're on deck. And Indianola, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. High above the mats, high fidelity. You're listening to Wall to Wall State Wrestling Coverage on the one and only sports leader, KIIC.
Hi, this is Jessica Bjornson, licensed esthetician at Studio 404 Tan Spa and Salon in Oskaloosa. I am ready to customize a skincare routine that is best suited to your needs. I specialize in body waxing, facials, special occasion makeup, and spray tanning. I invite you to call 676-4400 to schedule your appointment at Studio 404 Tan Spa and Salon at 1211 A Avenue East in Oskaloosa.